Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
7:10. Good morning.
Oh, little bit of reaction on the yoga.
Mm.
Oh, it is true.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Okay, goat yoga. Lads, it's Robbie here from New Ross. We just listened to the show and you were talking about goat yoga.
Yoga.
Goat yoga. It's in Secret Valley, yes. The animal shelter. That's my girlfriend's. Even she does it with them. She did it last year and it was fully booked out every class. I went myself. It was great fun. Her Instagram is Live A Little With Jade. She's a great yoga teacher.
Amazing, well, Robbie.
Come here. If it's on when I come back from my holidays, I'd love to go and do
it. I'm not doing any yoga though. I'm just cutting the goats.
Oh, this is brilliant. Thank you, Robbie. Thanks. And then Eddie, so funny. That's a new one. That's a new thing the ones are doing now. Goat yoga.
They do with pygmy goats. They are pygmy goats. They're the small ones.
I just wonder how you do it with the goat and like the goat is not climbing on top of you or like looking for your attention. Like what's the premise of the goat being beside you? Is it just a comfort thing that animals provide?
Animals are very calming.
Yeah. Mm. So once you start doing the yoga, the goat is just in it with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it start doing the moves, I wonder? I'm definitely going to try this.
I mean, you look at you, you're doubting Thomas.
About the goat?
I'm sorry.
It just sounded so bizarre, but like I'm delighted that we've confirmed that it is a thing and I love Secret Valley, so I'll absolutely go.
Okay. It's Wednesday. It's time for blind rankings. I'll go first. And we are celebrating.
I need a pen and paper. Sorry.
I need a pen and paper.
You have okay. A load of hang pen
on,
and paper.
Hang on, wait, wait, wait. Sorry. Here we go. Sorry. All this year I'm off to sunny Spain. Viva España. I'm taking the Costa Brava plane. Viva España. Yes, the show's off on our holidays in the morning. I head to the Canaries for a few days.
Must be the only job in the world where when you go on holidays you get celebrated.
Yeah, we celebrate. And I do you know what? I want this to be a little bit educational. This
okay, yeah.
It's, there's too much frolics and messing and joking. This is it. Do you remember when you were off school back in the day? They don't really do it anymore. They'd have like schools programs on all morning, like Open University. You probably didn't have BBC.
I appeared in one of those.
Did you?
I was in a BBC educational program about the Vikings. I starred in it. I had to go to Belfast for the premiere.
Oh, right.
It was a BBC educational programme. Here's Amy, another one to add to your list of the things that you didn't know about me. Mm. So they came to Wexford to shoot a historical programme about the Vikings. Mm-hmm. And we filmed it out in the Irish National Heritage Park. That's where I told you I had to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Was that a poo in the park?
No, it was not a poo, Niall. I needed the bathroom urgently.
So and she peed beside a cranog.
Oh. Thank you. Thought that was a one-time only thing.
Historic Cranog.
Anyway, I was one of the actors in the programme. And so I know well.
Is it on YouTube nowadays?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Everything's on YouTube. I don't
know. Yeah, you can look, search for it. I'm not lying. My mum has the picture of the premiere up in the wall in the house.
You do remember the educational programme.
I do.
That's what this is this morning. You're off to Spain. You go a lot to Ibiza and Mallorca and all that. And you have a couple of little phrases that you know. So I want to help you along this morning. And for anyone who's off to Spanish territories or islands this summer, this is helpful.
Okay.
So your blind ranking is Spanish phrases that you might use when you're out there.
Yeah,
okay. And I think you're going to be ranking here based on the sound of them, also how well you can recite them back.
You obviously have the translations for each one. Okay, perfect.
Some of the translations are in it, others I have written down. So firstly, we're going to start with kind of, I suppose, more practical ones. Here's your first one.
Now, when arriving to your hotel, you might want to check on your reservation or ask for a room. So you will go to the lobby and say, Buenas tardes. Tengo una reservación.
One more time.
Buenas tardes. Tengo una reservación.
Over to you.
Buenas tardes. Una reservación. Buenas tardes is good evening, is it? Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Una cerveza on eso.
You're just making random sounds. You sound like the goats. Okay, where are you putting reservation, you can call that.
So she's booking. Like, she'd already have that done. It's not there's nothing sexy about it, you know?
Okay.
Just buenas tardes. Okay, that's five.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll keep going.
We can now say, excuse me, I need help with my luggage. Disculpe, necesito ayuda con mi equipaje. Disculpe, necesito ayuda con mi equipaje.
Now, this is important. If you're listening 4/7, you know, she's a full 10 kg. You might need help with the luggage. So what are you going to say?
The scooter. The scooter here with the luggage.
I don't know. That's really hard. Like that's really hard. I quite like that. I'll give it number 3.
Okay.
The scooter, the scooter, the luggage.
Now, I know what you're like. You're a divil when you're getting ready to go out and you'd be doing the hair.
I hate doing my hair in the sun.
I know.
I don't think you understand. I know you say I know there, but you said it too freely. Okay. You don't understand what it's like when you blow dry your hair in the heat and then it sticks to the back of your neck and the sweat is coming down. It's very difficult, isn't it, Amy?
Yeah.
It's awful. It's
not. Well, you might need more accessories to help with that.
Okay.
If you need something at the hotel, maybe more towels.
Oh.
You can say, necesito más toallas, por favor. Necesito más toallas, por favor.
Necesito más toallas, por favor.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Towels, a bit boring. Okay. Number 4. What I do want to know, you should have got me one for the iron, because I realised last night I've had a couple of items that I'm going to necesito de iron.
Yeah, it's not easy to get irons in the apartment box over there.
They'd have to have
My
an iron.
My mum used to bring a travel iron.
Do you have to have an iron?
It's not like a normal hotel here where, you know, they're standard, you know.
Necesito de iron. Por favor.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're out.
Yeah.
And I know that you are a happily married, loved up woman.
I am. Yeah.
But there's no harm in knowing the lingo. To the best of my knowledge, your friend you're traveling with is single, might need a bit of help.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, first up, I'd like to get to know you better.
Okay. Well, I do this
anyway. Me gustaría conocerte mejor.
One more time.
Me gustaría conocerte mejor.
I'd like to get to know you better.
Can you go again?
Me gustaría conocerte mejor.
Me gustaría conocerte mejor.
it sounds quite rude at the end, doesn't it?
Very rude.
Yeah. One more time.
Me gustaría conocerte mejor.
Okay. I'd like to get to know you better.
Getting some messages on WhatsApp. Show, I love you, but sorry, your Spanish is terrible. Number 2.
Okay.
Me.
Right. And if you get that little bit further in the conversation with them, next up, if you give me your Instagram, we can keep chatting. Okay, you ready?
I would never say this.
Well, that's what the kids say nowadays. You know, give me your Insta.
Go on.
We'll connect there.
Si me das tu Instagram, podemos seguir charlando.
Go again. This is hard.
Si me das tu Instagram, podemos seguir charlando.
No, one more time, please.
Si me das tu Instagram, podemos seguir charlando.
Si me das tu Instagram, por Fernando Tondo.
You just ordered a pizza.
I have no idea what just happened. I don't think I need to do 5-1, but I think my favorite one, even though it didn't make it to number one, was Necesito.
Is that the towels?
That's my favorite.
If you need something at the hotel, maybe more towels, you can say, necesito más toallas, por favor.
Más toallas.
Necesito más toallas, por favor.
Necesito an iron, por favor.
It's time for round 2, Blind Rankings. It's my go.
It is your go, darling. And this weekend, of course, is Easter. And during the week, I introduced you to a little Easter song. Don't play it.
Okay.
It might appear again. But it inspired me to search and troll the internet for other similar Easter songs.
Oh, brilliant.
Right? And this is going to bring a little bit
topical
of joy into your life this morning. Who knew? I could have chosen from hundreds.
Really?
Easter numbers. Now, they are very much child themed.
Suits me.
That's okay.
Suits me.
So they're all centered around Easter and the bunny and the fun and the frolics of the bunny in the field. All right.
Let's do this. Number 1.
This is the way the bunny hops. Hop, hop, hop. Hop, hop, hop. This is the way the bunny hops all Easter day.
See, they've just changed the lyrics.
Yeah.
They've kept a theme.
Modernised it, but using a familiar theme.
I like that.
What do I call these things?
This is the way the bunny hops.
Yeah. I'm going straight in at number 2 with that. This is the way the bunny
hops. This could be interesting. I'll set up a playlist of these later if anybody is looking for them.
Share it on Spotify. Here we go, number 2.
Chick, 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 chicken. Lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken.
yeah, that's lovely, isn't it?
Is that Easter or is it just like every day?
No.
I'm not getting Easter vibes.
Well, it was in the Easter collection.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does they want a chicken or do they want an egg for dinner?
They want an egg because they haven't had an egg since breakfast.
Chick, 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 chicken. Lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken. I want one for my tea.
Egg. It's Easter. So the egg is the link there. All right.
Chick, 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 chick.
Chick, chick, chicken.
Is it number four?
They were a duo, actually. Remember, Amy, you saw those on my computer. Yeah. They were a duo and they just sing to their fans, basically. Chick, 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 chicken.
Okay, it's number three.
Who's that bunny topping the
classic.
Hop, hop, hopping and singing his song. When he starts bopping, he just can't stop. The Easter bunny goes hop, hop, hop.
Hopping bunny.
Ooh, hop, hop.
Oh, this is going to be hard. What are you going to do?
That is really hard because obviously that one's got into our heads.
Happiest song in the world.
That's a classic
already. I'd say there's people who have been playing that in their cars since Monday when we introduced it on this very show. You're welcome. I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm going to say number one.
Hop, 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 hopping. Okay, you've two to go.
I have number three and number five.
Okay,
left.
Interesting. Go for it.
Here we go.
Your favourite.
One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. Give them to your daughters, give them to your sons. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Okay, they're the worst lyrics I've ever heard
in my entire life.
Give them to your sons.
One a penny, two a penny.
Hot cross buns.
Oh, God. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You talked about raisins so much yesterday.
I know, yeah, but that's a crap song, so it's number five.
Oh, hot the cross shade. Buns.
Sorry.
Can I just say a little bit of a disclaimer here?
Yeah.
This last bunny-related song is from an artist that we heard from very recently on the show and was incredibly popular and well-known. And what we didn't know at the time is that he also has an Easter song. You are welcome, everybody.
Here it is.
Hop like a bunny, hop, hop like I wanna see you hop like a bunny, hop, hop like a bunny, hop like a bunny, hop, hop like I wanna see you hop like a bunny, hop, hop like a bunny, hop like a bunny, hop, 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 hop.
Back on Beat Breakfast, everybody. It's Mr. Lenny Pierce. Sold out at the Academy in Ireland this year. Can't get tickets for love nor money. He is one of the most popular DJs in the world, known for remixing children's songs. You gave away your number one.
I don't regret it at all.
You don't regret it?
Love Lenny. Great tune. But like, there's nothing going to beat Hop, 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 Hop.
When I heard that Lenny yesterday, I was like... I could be in a club dancing to that. Like,
I'm very bunged up with a bit of a headache, so that's kind of noisy for me. Go again, please. Lenny?
Yeah, Lenny. Come on, everybody.
Like a bunny, hop, everybody hop, hop. Like I want to see you hop. Like a bunny, hop, hop. Like a bunny, hop. Like a bunny, hop, hop. Like I want to see you hop. Like a bunny, hop, hop. Like a bunny, hop. Like a bunny, hop, 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 hop.
Hop, 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 hop.
Okay, you happy?
I'm happy enough.
You don't know
what
just happened, do you?
No, it's all a bit of a blur, to be honest. But share that Spotify playlist with everyone.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
We're from the source, yeah. What do you got?
It's not obligatory to say that every time.
No. I've been doing it now for a solid 2.5 weeks, yeah. And it's just kind of... What's the word I'm looking for when it just comes out? What's that word?
Involuntary.
Involuntary. Yeah. Is it? I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for. But anyway, I'll go with
word.
It. It's
the best word.
No, it's like a reflex.
Isn't it, Amy?
I was going to say reflex. Amy, you know, like a reflex. Is it? Does that not work as well? It's like a reflex. Does that not work?
Sort of.
You're not taking that, no? You're not having any of that?
Involuntary.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Having lived the life of a jet setter over the last week or so, and with you about to travel on a plane, I'd seen a video Joel Curry shared yesterday, and it got me thinking about plane etiquette, okay? And this is, well, the first thing is, where do you choose to sit on the plane, right? For those who care, I am very much longish flight, anything over 2.5 hours, window seat. Shorter than 2.5 hours, aisle seat. That's my kind of rule. Okay?
It's funny that nobody would choose the middle seat ever. It's never
that's
something
only
that you would
assign if you don't if you haven't paid for your seat and you get the assigned seat and you get stuck in the middle seat. It's the only reason to end up. Or if you have to sit beside someone at the window seat. Like if you were with Eve and she wanted the window seat, you'd take the middle seat.
Yeah, that's the only time. I can't tell you the last time I've sat in the middle seat, to be honest with you.
But if you actively are a person in life who goes,
I'll take the middle seat.
I'm going to pick my seat now and I'm going to take the middle seat. You probably need some treatment. You need some help. You need some help.
I would wonder what would be your thought process on it.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. For my flight to Riga, over and back, I could choose my seat. So I took a window seat on both occasions because it fulfilled my criteria. It was a 3-hour flight. They were both early morning flights, so I reckon I wanted to have a little sleep. And your best position to sleep is there because...
That's because you can lean your head on the thing.
You have something to lean against. And also people don't need to push past you to go to the toilet. You won't be disturbed.
Have you gotten... if you've gotten a bang at that elbow or the trolley... The flights when your elbow is that's not great.
Unfortunately, on the way out, I was in the window seat, and when I did nod off, I didn't nod off to the left to the wall. I nodded off to the right on a Latvian man's shoulder.
Very silly.
I can't help it.
You sleeping on a man's shoulder.
It was a bit awkward when I woke up.
It's more like something I'd do, to be honest with you. Very unusual for you.
But my question is this: if you were in the window seat on a plane, how much control do you have over the window itself? Is it purely yours because you booked the window seat, so therefore you are in charge?
You are in charge of the shutter because I think if that is your seat... No, but I think I can understand if you're in the middle seat and you want to see out the window, you might feel at a disadvantage because the person in the window seat is... But technically, it's their hand closest to it. You can't lean your hand over from a middle seat and take charge of the window.
No, I'm not saying you can take charge, but if you are in the window seat, do you have to be mindful of the poor idiot in the middle seat who might want to see the clouds or the sky?
Not your responsibility. Unless they say to you, I'd love to see the clouds.
I'm going to say, I think it's really, really selfish. If you're on a plane, you're in the window seat, and let's say it's a beautiful sunny day out there, and you want to read or watch something on your screen, and there's a glare, so you pull the shutter down, blocking off access to the clouds to everybody in the row.
I hate that.
Do you?
It's so rude.
Isn't it? It's selfish.
I think I've done that before, though, I have needed to sleep. Well, I do nod off. Like, I can nod off fairly easy, but I think I have put it down if it's been too bright. You see, sometimes when you sit in those window seats, there can be a glare, and that can be
and I know
a
it's obligatory. You have to have it up for landing and takeoff. But I just think, I just don't think your window seat gives you 100% ownership of the shutter.
Is it more expensive to get the window seat?
No.
You just chose it, so you therefore... I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you are sitting there, then it's your hand responsible for what happens with the shutter. Your hand alone. Like, you wouldn't have a middle hand coming over. I do think it's yours.
I was saying to you, when we were landing in Dublin last Tuesday morning, I again was in the window seat and it was very cloudy, but then we came down under the clouds and the woman beside me in the middle seat was an older Latvian woman, and I just got a sense that maybe it was her first time coming to Ireland. I want her to see the greenness.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sat right back and let her have a good look
out
the window.
Nice.
I am such a good citizen.
You wouldn't have had to sit
in a Ryanair plane.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go back very far at all. So what do you think? Window seat, full control over shutter, or do you have to be mindful of the rest of the people in the row? Give us your thoughts. 085-102-9103. We'll see what show is. It's hers and hers alone.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm not a mean person. I'd be really kind if someone asked me, but like, I can't read your mind in the middle seat. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on. I'm here. I'm doing. I haven't checked in actually. I must check in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I need to do that. But I would always favour the window seat. To be fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't pick a seat.
I don't know. I haven't checked
in. Find out. Window seat etiquette. Couple of quick comments. Sandra was on. Only weirdos don't take a window seat. I love to see the world from above. It's all yours. That window is yours.
Yeah,
but she says shutter stays up to look out.
The only thing about the aisle seat is you do, like, if there's action on the plane, if there's drama, if there's stuff going on, you're in the thick of it, lads.
Yeah.
You're in it. Like, you're living it. You're breathing it.
Amy just said to me, why do you sometimes take the aisle seat on shorter seats? Says you get a good gawk at everyone getting on and off the plane.
I've some stories from planes. Like, I could write a book because I'd be eyes on everything. But if I'm not asleep, I'm taking it all in. Who's up to no good?
Who's on a dirty weekend away?
Yeah. It's a great opportunity. opportunity, to be fair.
PJ was on as well. He says you have full control of the shutter in the window seat, but never recline the seat. You can't do that on Ryanair anymore.
It's not an option.
It's just the boards they stick you to.
Your back is attached.
Window seat is great until you need the loo, and then the people or person beside you is conked out asleep. Yeah, sorry.
But you just put
Did you hear that on the 7 o'clock news, by the way, with Aoife? Ryanair tweeted yesterday they're doing a toilet charge now.
No, they're not.
No, they did tweet it, but I'd say they're messing. But they've talked about that before.
Do you know what? I'd pay it.
Would you?
Use
that toilet.
But it'd probably mean people would go less.
Exactly.
So the toilet wouldn't be as, like, you know. Like,
well, Michael O'Leary said, because I watched that Ryanair doc last week, and he just said if they could take out those toilets at the back, they'd get another row of seats and everyone would have a fiver off their flight.
They'd only have two toilets.
They'd only have one at the front at the.
No. I don't want a fiver off my flight. I want to be able to, like.
I want to wee at 40,000 feet.
No, it's not that I want to wee at 40,000 feet. I have no choice. My blood. I try and limit my intake before I get on because I know for a fact I'll have to go.
Great. So on Wednesday, is it Wednesday or Friday or Thursday?
Well, Thursday morning.
Yeah, on Thursday morning, then we're not going to get a. Airport bar
and relax
with a Prosecco because you're limiting yourself.
I can't promise you that.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's Beat Breakfast, 31st of March. And as we fast approach the Easter weekend, something that Niall and myself spoke about this morning with the beautiful early morning clubbers up. Early, ready for the chats, were hot cross buns. I feel the need for a bunny, okay? Please give me some bunny action.
Okay, everybody in
Not
the
Easter... Not a sentence you say every day.
In the Easter zone.
Yeah. Who's that bunny bopping along? Hop, hop, hopping and singing his song. When he starts bopping, he just can't stop. The Easter bunny goes hop, 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 hopping bunny.
So obviously, it is the time of year which is synonymous with hot cross buns, right? And I showed Niall this article this morning that was all about the variations of hot cross buns that are available, right? There was even one with cheddar cheese in it.
Okay, yeah.
But most of the hot cross buns, even if they have a little bit of chocolate or salted caramel or whatever else they might have added.
You don't need any of that nonsense. I know you talked about it this morning, but that's all just fat.
No, because after... sorry, even as you said that, before I was in a supermarket the other day and I saw them all at the door and they do have all of the new variations.
Okay, well, I'm saying you don't need that. Hot cross buns are very simple. Yeah. It's a sweet dough and then there's some currants and raisins and that kind of thing through it and you put a bit of hot real butter on it. Oh.
Not hot butter.
Well, no, if the hot cross buns are hot, then it melts.
I'd be fine. I think a hot cross bun would be top tier, exceptional. It would be everything that you would want at Easter and more if they just extracted the raisins.
But then it's just a bun.
Well, it would be a hot cross. It would be a hot cross minus raisins and sultanas. No need for sultanas. And so what broke out here with the beautiful early morning clubbers this morning between myself and Niall was that we are two very different people, okay? Mm. I won't eat a hot cross bun because I have a genuine hatred and I'm sorry to feel so strongly about it, but I genuinely do. I really dislike raisins or anything from that family, those shriveled up little evil things. They pop in your mouth. Like, you know the way they've got like a skin around them and then if you get one and it catches you off guard and then you're eating away and then, oh, what is that? And then it squirts out a little thing in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's got the outside. Yeah.
No, because, they're dried. That's your whole thing. You don't like they're dried. They're shriveled. There's no juice in there to squish out.
But the soft bit comes out. Like, the raisin, the skin on it. And do you know what I mean? Like, there's Amy's on my page. It kind of comes out and it's just wrong on so many levels. There was no... There was no support for you, apart from one message, sorry. Somebody said love them, but they didn't even give their name. They're not even willing to put their name to it. Raisins don't belong in nice things. Neither do shriveled up fruit. No need for them. They ruin everything.
But if there's such dislike out there, why are they used in so many things?
Morning show, I absolutely detest raisins and anything like you say in that horrific family. The brothers, the sisters, the cousins, the sultanas, the... What else is there?
Currants. I don't like dates. I don't like dates.
Oh, they're the same thing.
They're very big.
They're
huge.
Exactly. They're just a bigger version. They add nothing to the world, said Lauren very
early. You like
early
grapes,
this
do you? Because a raisin is a dried grape, essentially.
Did you not know that? Right? No, hang on a second. Because a grape is smooth.
Well,
it's not smooth on the inside.
When you dry it out.
Most of my issue with the raisin is the Oh, get that off the screen. I can't believe you're even putting that up in full. So Jane just texts, stop describing them, green face emoji.
Is there anyone out there who's on my side of the train this morning and goes, yeah, a raisin does add a little bit to a hot cross bun or
adds
a fruitcake?
What, Niall? You haven't even sold it. What,
I mean, there's so many things you're ruling out of your life. Fruitcakes and Christmas cakes.
Fruitcake is not a cake and it shouldn't even be called a cake because the fruit is ruining it in that situation. Why? Look, you're not even telling me what's so good about it.
What's good is the bite, the flavour that it gives those items. You know, I mean, as I said, it wouldn't be a hot cross bun without the raisins. It'd just be a bun with a little bit of cinnamon.
It'd be perfect. Oh, cinnamon, hot cross bun, butter. What's not to love? Raisin. No. I'm out.
No, I think the raisins give it their essence. Their joie de vivre.
Can we do a absolute definitive poll of the Southeast? And please, I always thought I was a little bit on my own when I say certain things like this. Like, I remember the time I said I didn't like Nutella and there was a huge, like, just like a backlash, basically. I don't feel it's going to be the same with the raisins. But I guess in the interest of transparency, do you side with Niall on this front? Do you believe that raisins add something to the world? Because I believe nothing is gained by eating a raisin. There you go. So, yeah,
Craig says the only thing they add is detest and hatred. Thanks for that, Craig.
If you want to defend the raisin this morning, like Niall, you need some assistance because there's very few messages coming in. 085 1029 103. If you're on my side, how would you describe them?
Alien landed and you have to describe them. How would you describe a raisin?
Evil.
085-102-9103. Oh yeah. Okay. Raisins, sultanas, currants. What a beautiful family. Bring joy to so many.
Absolutely raging. I've tried.
You can't get anyone to back her this morning.
Look, they're all out there. They're all saying, oh, I'm with you, show. I'm with you, show. And then when I make the phone call, nobody wants to come on the line and actually be on my side. Even though, like, some of the stuff you can't even read out the way people have described them. Start with James. Go on.
Morning, James. A sensible
man. That's why
you're
picking up. Yeah. Why are you picking on raisins and sultanas? They're little bits of dried up joy.
Joy.
Well,
they're absolutely lovely. And as far as putting them in bacon and stuff, they're absolutely gorgeous because when you put them in a bun, the ones on the outside get all crispy. Oh, fantastic, lads.
Not at this hour of the morning, James. It's not. Unfortunately, there's obviously just two types of people in the world. There's so many people that have come forward and said that they are like you and Niall and that they love them and they think they add so much. I don't know. I think I feel like I was traumatised when I was younger and the only thing in my nana's house was that was in any way sugary that I could eat was fruitcake. And I used to spend my whole time just picking out the raisins and the sultanas and trying to get a bit of the sponge, which was already spoiled with
so
the
sad.
I know it was already spoiled with the like family, the excess of the family on the cake. I just don't get it. I find them really vile, to be honest with you.
My son loves them. He has them for lunch and everything. You can get those little ones in Aldi's box.
James, I'm gonna have to end the call. Not from a box. I think I did give them to Eve when she was small, and I think I just looked away while she was picking at them because I thought they were semi-healthy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think a lot of people don't like them, James, because visually they do look like rat droppings. Like visually they're not great. Taste, really good.
Yeah.
You know?
Taste really good.
Yeah. I mean, the variation and, like, are you one of these people? Someone has suggested, Brayden was on, Rice Krispies, banana and raisins. Beautiful.
No, you don't put banana in anything. Banana's nice, but don't put banana in your cereal. That's wrong.
Oh, no, a lot of people put banana in cereal. Paulie says, can't eat anything with them because I honestly think they look like dead blue bottle flies.
No, I not accept that. You're thinking of the Garibaldi biscuits.
They're but those, sure, Garibaldi are raisins.
I know, but they're chopped up so they look like blue bottle flies.
Oh, the family came together and they all met, but that's what they are.
Bronwyn was on from New Ross. I like raisins. They add a fruitiness to certain things. Let's not forget Christmas cake and wait for it. Christmas mince pies. Yum. With a bit of cinnamon spice. But like everything in life, we have different tastes. I don't like licorice.
Oh, I love licorice.
There you go. I love licorice as well.
Oh, well, James, we have something in common. All is not lost. Dave's been on. He said, let's not raisin hate. Have you ever had a plain scone? It's literally a dry ball of dough. You can put all the butter in the world. It still is dry. Add a few raisins. Now you've got yourself a little taste ball. And with a heap of butter, maybe a bit of jam, it improves your life just with that little shriveled grape. No, you'll never convince me, Dave. You'll never convince me. Even if you go, you know, you go into a place and I genuinely say to them, are you sure you have no plain scones? And they say, no, only fruit. And I feel like going, why? Why?
Yeah. Okay.
Why was there a tumbleweed there? Why did nobody fill the gap? Why are you leaving me hanging?
I'm thrilled that I've got so much support this morning, but I'm not out on my own, because you're getting quite a bit too. Couple of quick ones. Jane says, evil shriveled scary pimples of gick.
Whatever that means.
And Donald says, the only thing raisins can offer any food is sadness and the ick. Oh dear. Okay.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree, James. I really appreciate you coming on to actually, you know, support Niall in this endeavour. It's pretty split. Fiona says, sorry, show. I was driving, so I couldn't text.
Guys, have a good morning.
Well, he's cut me off.
He's done with you.
James, I didn't even say goodbye to you. I wasn't finished. I just want to say we're all friends here. All right. Bye, James. Nice chatting to you. Can I read out Craig's message?
Go on.
Lads, in all honesty, though, joking aside, this is one of the many reasons I love listening to Beat Breakfast. No matter how random the topic is, you guys will always succeed in making it interesting, fun, and upbeat. See what I did there?
Thank you. Next week,
you'll probably be discussing the opening of an envelope, and you'd still get that. People tuning in to listen for the entertainment.
We'd still have a fight
value.
Over it. I'll leave you with this from Alan. Raisins, they look like E.T.'s head.
Yes, Alan.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the 1st of April. April Fool's Day, of course. None of us have been caught yet. I don't want to say that like too soon, but Niall is just like, you're never going to catch me, Shauna. You're not going to get me. Nothing will.
You could text her anything and she'd believe it. You know, like that's the reality.
Nobody's tried. No. Nobody's even attempted it.
Right. We're going to do a little bit of test work this morning, I think.
Yeah,
are we going
Wednesday.
In the psychic zone?
And before I leave for Spain, I've decided that I would like to put my powers to the ultimate test, right? Mm. And I'm going to try and attempt to guess what you had for dinner last night. I should probably start with you guys. So, Amy, you had something quite hearty last night, did you?
I would say so.
Yeah. Like, was it a full meal? No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was a full meal. It's not lasagna. No, you're
very close.
You had some kind of pasta bake. Pasta, spaghetti bolognese. You had spaghetti bolognese. That was good.
Yeah, probably about 30% of the population had a spag bol last night.
Oh, you would give me no credit. I got pasta vibes and I was just like sliding through until I got to the right one. Mm. All right. Thanks, Amy. Yeah. Thanks for appreciating.
So, I almost had a spag bol last night myself. I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I was in one of the supermarkets yesterday. You know, they had a turkey spag bol.
Yeah, I've had that.
Is it nice?
What? It's all right. Yeah,
it's minced
turkey mince. Yeah, turkey mince is very popular.
No.
It's very good for you.
Okay.
You. Mm. Do you have picky bits?
No, I mean, look, weirdly, because I'm a bit under the weather, I was starving.
Did you have soup?
I did pick at lots of bits. Like, I had a starter. I'll tell you, I had a starter of two Dairylea triangles.
I was meant to guess.
Before I had my main course. You're going to guess my main course.
Oh, Dairylea.
For dessert, I had three chocolate bars. I just had an appetite on me with this sickness.
That's unusual when you have a cold. Like, normally when you have a cold, you don't have an appetite. Okay.
Anyway, so main course, what did I have?
It wasn't pasta.
No.
It was a hearty meal, though, wasn't it?
I would say so, yeah.
It was like something pie. Was it a shepherd's pie?
It was a pie.
No.
Okay. It wasn't shepherd's pie.
Cornish pie.
But it wasn't a pie in the traditional sense. Like, there wasn't actually the pastry, because you know,
was
I don't
fish
like pastry.
Pie?
No, I had fish pie the night before, but no.
That's why it was coming through strong enough there. Hang on. Like, pie.
I am actually impressed.
I actually am as well. Yeah. Niall, you say this every time. When are you going to admit to the Southeast that I do actually have
the power.
Powers? Like, 30% of the population did not have spaghetti bolognese last night.
Bolognese. So, come on, what was in my pie?
Your pie... Cottage? Did you have a cottage? No.
No.
Okay, so not fish, not spaghetti, or not mince pie. Steak and kidney.
No, don't do that.
I love a steak and kidney pie. Ham
ham and mushroom?
No. Oh, no, actually, half mushroom is in there, even though I don't like
chicken
mushrooms.
And mushroom.
Yeah, it's chicken and mushroom pie. Well done.
It's fair.
Yeah, no, like, to be honest with you, it's harder with you because I can see and it's intimidating. I find it better when people come on and actually just give me their name, and then I feel like I have more of a... It's just, it's not as obvious. I don't know what they look like. I'm just getting whatever is coming through.
Yeah, right?
And I think I fairly nailed those two, to be honest with you. There's no doubt about it. It's impressive, all right? So now is your chance. And look, I won't do this food one again. I might do something else, but I won't do Guess Your Dinner again.
Okay, so are you up for the challenge this morning? Can show predict what
not
you...
Not predict.
Oh, no, it's not predict, you're right. Can show guess, sense what you had for your dinner last night. All you got to do... is send us any kind of food emoji to WhatsApp 0851029103 and stand by, you might get a call.
You have to be available for a call, but I can tell you, having done this previously, the absolute joy that it brings to people's lives is, people have said it to me, it's just second to none to know that I've had the ability to potentially know something about you that nobody else knows. Okay. All right, apart from your family.
This is a once in a lifetime chance.
Yeah, it's not happening again. So just WhatsApp your name right now. All I need is your first name. Don't give me any other information.
Okay, 0851029103. Can show guess what you had for your dinner last night. You've got about 2 minutes left if you want to get involved. Just send us your name or food emoji. 0851029103.
Patch Donald through to me there. Will
you want Donald first?
Start with Donald. Okay. Let's see what he has to say. I'll get a vibe the minute he says hello. I'll kind of have an idea of what he ate last night. It'll just come to me. Clear as day. He has to answer, of course.
That is part of the process.
Donald, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Live on Beat Breakfast. Happy Wednesday. Happy 1st of April. Just seeing what's coming through there, Donald. How was your night last night?
It was good. It was good. Fairly boring. Had a nice petite, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask, right, did you sleep well, or was the food sitting there? That might help her.
No, I slept quite well, actually. Okay. I slept quite well.
Two things coming through, Donal. So it's one of these two, all right? It's one of two things, okay? So the first vibe I got immediately when I saw your name popping up on the screen was stir fry.
You're on the right lines, but no.
On the right lines?
Did he use a wok?
No.
Okay, I'll go with the other option. The other thing that was coming in through thick and fast there. Thick and fast. I couldn't
with
help.
What?
No, hang on. It's just there was two things that came in. One was the stir fry, so we've eliminated that from the process. And so the next option will go thick and fast. It was coming through was what I was getting, Donal, was turkey burgers.
Turkey burgers?
I thought you had it there, but then you said burger, so no.
So turkey.
Turkey sausage.
No.
Yeah, turkey.
Yeah, that's the base. That's the baseline of it. I'll give you a clue. It's very easy to make.
Turkey and ham. Turkey curry.
No, I didn't think you did a full Christmas dinner.
You had turkey. I said turkey, so I was right. Okay, they weren't burgers, but I got the meat right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very easy to make.
Thanks. I'll give you. Do you want another clue?
I've kind of nailed it, to be honest with you. But go on, give me a clue.
In 7 minutes. That's your last clue.
7 minutes.
Seven. Something in the air fryer.
No.
It's painful. At the end of the day, Donald, I told you two things came true. One of them was turkey.
The other was stir fry.
I got the turkey bit right. Okay. I don't know what you're doing with your turkey.
What exactly was it, Donald? We'll decide.
It was a 7 minute turkey and ham dinner from Andy.
Well, we'll go with that. The burger came. Well, we won't. Well, that's what came through. That is fact.
I did not hear you say turkey and ham. I'm very, very sorry.
It's okay, darling.
Happy Christmas, Donald.
Was it nice?
Oh, I love that. I have them every day. Every day. They're absolutely fine.
I've never had a ready meal with turkey and ham.
I've had it before.
Never tried it.
Donald,
the frozen ones. They're in the fridge, so they're actually really fresh.
Real deal. Yeah. I knew. Do you know what? And I will.
will say, right, and people that have parents will understand, when there's plastic and stuff covering them, that does stop it from coming through. The microwave does stop it.
Like, don't, we have to push on. We want to squeeze another one in. You're a star. Have a great day, all right?
Nailed it.
Okay. Well,
get Janine on the line. Pat her through.
Okay, we'll try one more time.
What am I feeling, lads? What am I feeling? Janine, you have to answer now and don't leave me hanging here.
No, we'll just keep her. She's scared after the turkey, I think. You were a bit aggressive there.
I wasn't.
No.
She doesn't want to know. Well, Janine, it's a missed opportunity, but what I will say is, and this is an unusual one, but it's come through thick and fast again. I actually think Janine!
Well, how are you?
I'm good.
You kept us hanging there. How are you? All good yet?
Yep. 2 seconds now, sir.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, Janine. We'll wait for you. We'll wait for you, darling. Were you full last night after your dinner?
Of course I was.
Yeah, did you cook it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why, Janine, but I'm getting sausage.
No. You might be kind of right. Personally, for myself, I didn't.
You see, if it was in the house, Janine, I'm sensitive. Everything comes through. I can't specify.
My partner, you were right. My partner had sausages.
I can't specify.
Did you make them, Janine? Like, did you make them?
Yes, I did cook them.
I'm sorry, Janine. I absolutely nailed it again. Like, I don't know what person ate the food, but I know.
Your hands were on that.
Like, thick and fast, a sausage came in there and I set it out. Janine, okay, so he had sausages, but you had a different dinner. I don't know if this is going to come true because the sausage was very powerful there, right? Yeah. Was yours lighter?
Kind of the same.
Would it have been as quick to kind of make as just putting the sausages on?
Similar.
Similar. I'd say you had to. Did you have some kind of meaty pasta?
No.
Oh. Chop. Did you have a chop?
No.
Mixed grill. I do like a chop.
I love a chop. I think that's sausage. What kind of sausages were they? They came in so like strong that it's overpowering everything else that was cooked in the house.
Standard pork sausages.
They were good quality pork, Janine.
They were good quality pork.
Did you have something like with potatoes, yeah?
Kind of.
Chips. Yeah, chips.
I did.
Yeah, I think we'll leave it there, Janine. Your fella had sausages, you had chips. Good night and God bless. My point has been proved, all right?
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fizz. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Right from the sauce, yeah. Right, give
That's
me the
last
good
time
stuff.
Saying yeah, that I know for
I'm
10 days.
That. I'm just going to be around the pool going, right from the sauce, yeah.
Okay, we've been talking all morning. It is April Fool's Day. It's April 1st. Some people love it. Some people can't stand it.
I'll hate it.
I'm not a big fan.
Every second of it.
But one thing that's for sure is that you can't really trust anything you see, particularly on social media this morning. If you see anything from brands or even radio stations.
Or someone that sends you a WhatsApp. Amy's nearly been done there. Good.
No.
Go on. Read it out. Oh, where's it gone now? Hey show, FYI, that Celine Dion residency thing in Paris has been extended to a mini European tour. Dates now added for Dublin, London, Madrid, Stockholm and Munich.
And the Theatre Royal Waterford.
And the Arts Centre in Westford. I have to say, I know the person that sent that message, Craig. I love you, Craig, but that is not an April Fool's. That's cruel. Mm. That is cruel. All right. Go on, tell me what the brands are doing.
Okay, I'll tell you a few quick ones that the brands are doing today. Terry's emergency segment. Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Yeah.
So there's a new phone case. I don't know if you've seen it. The Viral Road phone case, which can hold a lip gloss in the back and stuff. It's not too different from yours.
I've seen the lip gloss one, yeah.
So basically, this is the Terry's version where there's a space in the back of... It's a phone case.
Should
and a space
melt?
For, no, I think it's kind of protected. It's in glass, like, and you have to peel it off.
Well, it's not, because it's rubbish.
Well, it has anti-heat-proof hydro technology to keep the chocolate from melting, according to the report.
Pop it in your pocket. It's not true.
I know. So why are you arguing against it? It's a con.
It just seems silly.
Next, Dyson's Airwrap Fur. So basically, it's an air wrap for your pets, the air wrap fur for dogs, for cats, the mane tail for horses, the top coat for canines. And basically, you can get that now.
Do you know what's funny about that? That dog in the picture that says beautiful Dyson hair. Pet has better hair than us. Yeah. Like, it's the most stunning hair.
Next up, I think this should be a thing. Asda, the supermarket in the UK. You know the way you get your trolley and the kids can sit in the little seat?
Yeah.
They're putting an adult seat at the front.
Oh, it's like, that is genius.
Yeah.
You know when you're going shopping with your husband and you don't want to shop?
It's like a full, almost like armchair. It's comfy.
That
like,
is
and
brilliant.
You just sit in the front and somebody pushes you at the back. The other one, Heinz Matcha Mayo.
That's possible though.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that you would actually see.
Yeah. It's not that unusual. Yeah. Ryanair's End of an Era, they posted, after careful consideration, we've decided to shift Ryanair's communication style and tone of voice. From now on, we'll be adopting a more corporate and professional approach in our communications. Thank you for the last
That's
few
funny,
years.
I like that.
Not going to happen. And finally, the Chalky Bell.
Oh my God, it's a baby bell covered in
It's a
in
baby
chocolate.
Bell with a coating of chocolate. Designed over 18 months by a team of flavour specialists and peel engineers.
There's no... You know the way, like, I put Maltesers in my popcorn?
Yeah.
Or I'd have, like, my 99 with Tato crisps. Yeah. Try it, Amy. Try it. There's no combo. I've never heard of anybody say chocolate goes with cheese. I've never heard, like, you know the way we've done this as a topic many times.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anyone come forward and say, have you ever tried a slice of cheddar with a slice of dairy milk? You won't look back.
A slice of dairy milk.
slice of dairy milk.
Like, it's just not something that, like, is there anybody out there that's
tried
that?
They just don't work. They don't work.
But you know what's funny about the baby bell, the chalky bell? Mm. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, but that's because I think you, by the look of it, it looks like white chocolate in the middle, not rubbery cheese.
There's nobody that's ever told me that they've married a chocolate with a piece of cheese.
If you're out there, come forward.
Is there anybody out there? Not possible. I just don't believe anyone would even consider trying it because they just don't work, do they?
They don't.
No. Or do does
I'm trying to think, would a laughing cow work?
We'll
would
try
a spread?
We'll
on
have to
a,
try it.
Dairy
if you
milk.
Mix like a laughing cow with a dairy milk.
Mm.
Or a bit, do you know what might work? If you had some nutty chocolate.
Maybe.
You know, it could be a bit of...
And a bit of brie.
Brie with a whole nut?
The brain
I
is...
I can't believe I have slowly. To go tomorrow because I would do this on
try,
the show.
We'll try it when you get back. Now, you've been put in your place, chocolate and cheese, haven't you?
Would you have said it was a thing?
I didn't know, but now that people are making suggestions, I'm kind of like, might be worth a try.
I will say... I've tried to ring two people on this matter. And even though we've got the messages, there's nobody willing to come on air and say it. Saoirse said, and this is interesting because I've had cheese boards before. Hey, show cheese boards usually have chocolate in them and it's surprisingly nice. I've never seen a cheese board. Have you? With a chocolate.
Not that I can think of. There's people who mentioned cheesecakes. We're
no,
not accepting
not the same.
That.
No. There's an Easter egg on Wexford Quay as well. Just read that one out as well. Joyce said, Nutella and cheese sandwiches. Let that sink in for a second, okay?
What kind of cheese, Joyce, is important there, I think. Is it cheddar? Is it brie?
Oh, stop.
Do you know what might work with that? Is like an easy single. Wet Nutella.
No.
What are you thinking? Cheddar?
Nothing. Doesn't work.
Again, I'm saying brie, I think, would work with chocolate. I think would be...
Joyce said it's been a go in her house for years. And then Meg said...
A go too. Not just a go. Oh, that's a go in my house.
A go.
A go to.
I thought that was a new phrase. It's been a go. Meg is on cheese and chocolate 100%. I put cheese. I put cheese and Nutella on my pancakes. We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah, but what kind of cheese?
Yeah, what kind of cheese is important,
Meg?
What kind
of cheese
are
you all putting on? You're great that you're texting in. No one's willing to talk. No one's willing to give the further
Put your
info.
Money where your mouth
what
is.
You, like, what cheese are you using? It's all very well to say you're doing it. We need the facts to make an executive decision.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat breakfast with Niall and Show.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
What else would Show say right now, Aoife? Do you know?
No.
She would say, right from the sauce,
yeah. got from the sauce.
Every single time.
Okay.
Today is Holy Thursday. I think it's also known as Maundy Thursday. Isn't that the official title for it? It's very Holy Week, obviously, as we lead up to Easter Sunday this weekend. And busy week in the churches.
It is very busy, but, you know, we talk about Mass and all of that, and we talk about the Easter Bunny, and there's a lot going on, yeah?
Yeah.
But someone that we tend to forget about is the humble altar server.
Okay.
And this is their time,
to shine. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Now, you are speaking as a previous altar server.
Anything that was going in the church, I was doing it, right? So I had the rig out for the altar serving, and then I did a bit of reading, which was my first little dabble with a mic and public speaking. And I used to do a bit of singing and playing the guitar and all of that, everything that was going. But like, I'll tell you now, Holy Week, there was practices.
Really?
Oh, it was serious.
Oh.
Then the Holy Thursday, you see, you kind of had, there was like different rituals, you know, like different like things. Okay, it wasn't just your regular ringing the bell now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Then you did the Stations of the Cross and you'd go around with the priest on the stations on the Friday. And then on Saturday, sometimes you'd have a mass with you lighting the candles, fire hazard. You'd have to have your fire safety down.
And also, last Sunday, you missed the start of it, because that would have been Palm Sunday, wasn't it, where you get all your sprigs and stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so
like my only I was not an altar server as a kid, but my only memory was you had to go to Mass a lot this week.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot. And now in my time, we did get an egg on a Sunday after our hard earned work on the Sunday. So after Mass, you got an Easter egg. Not too bad.
Yeah.
And then,
did you have to wait till after Mass before you were allowed to touch your egg?
No, there was nothing to do with that.
Because I remember, right, and I'm showing my age here, but there used to be a thing called the Rothmans, a cigarette company, Circuit of Ireland Rally.
Right.
So it was rallying, right, around the southeast, around Ireland, actually, and it was a huge thing in the 80s and 90s. But I remember once we were dragged out of bed at 4 a.m. on Easter Sunday.
Stop.
Because they were in Portlaoise, or they were out in that direction, they were going to be rallying, right?
Yeah.
And so we'd go out, we'd stand on the side of the road, and they'd all zoom past, and then we'd go home. And we got home about 5:15. But we were allowed to open our eggs.
Aww.
So it was worth getting up to see the cars
earlier.
Flying past.
Sleepy heads on the side of the road.
But yeah, no, like I used to love the altar serving. I used to get off school. You get an extra few quid if you did a funeral during the week. And do you know, it was just good.
Were you paying to be an altar servant?
Oh yeah, if you did a funeral, you get about 20 quid or so, yeah.
Like a little backhander.
No. It's part of your contribution. Or a wedding.
Yeah.
Weddings as well.
I never knew there was payment. Smart one there.
Yeah. I remember before, and you know, if you were at a funeral, you'd have to hold up the big cross.
Okay.
I remember before I was at Mass and the priest saying that there was an altar server and they kept complaining about holding the cross. Like, oh, I'm wrecked tired here. And the priest said, sure, didn't Jesus carry the cross?
Mm.
And the altar server turned around to him and goes, yeah, Jesus didn't have to listen to you.
Yeah, no, I did readings, mostly at school masses.
Yeah.
And I was in the choir for the school
of
masses, because you got classes off to go and practice.
Yeah.
You
this
know?
Is the thing that no one really thinks about. It's all of the free time.
But I didn't realise if I'd gone down the altar server route, there would have been a few bobbins.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it's 14 after 8. They're giving out they were stinky this morning. Amy.
I'm so sorry.
Amy.
It wasn't me, lads. It wasn't me, I promise.
Look, we do our best. We push on.
Can't make them too easy.
No, you're right. You got to test people, Amy, you know. Right, it is Easter weekend. And for many people, that means one big thing. The eggs. Eggs can be opened this weekend. And we've touched on this the last few days on the show, that there are highs and lows when it comes to Easter eggs. There's joy and there's bitter disappointment. And so for that reason, we need your help this morning to form our little pyramid of Easter eggs. Top tier, bottom tier. What is the ultimate egg that you would wish for at Easter? And what is the one that would make your heart sink? I've done some notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You obviously are a big fan.
Actually, weirdly enough, I'm not. I could take or leave an Easter egg. But at the same time, I have strong opinions on them. Okay? At the same time. So let me talk about my top tier eggs.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything that comes with a mug or a cup. Absolutely. Don't see it so much anymore compared with my childhood. They used to always get, you get the mug, it might be a Bosco mug, and then the egg sitting in it.
Honestly, if you open our kitchen cabinet at home, the amount of mugs that we have from
chocolate
over the
related.
Years. Mini eggs,
cream egg.
Yorkie, cream egg. Yeah, I have loads of them.
Yeah.
And so they're actually nice cups. Do you know the way, they're not real big mugs oftentimes. They're, do you know the nice ones for tea? I like my tea cups to be kind of triangular in shape.
Okay, I know what you mean. I do. So that's number one on the top tier. Anything with a cup.
Yeah.
Number two, the Toblerone egg.
Never had it.
This was the most sought after of through the years, I have to say. In our house, we used to fight over it if anyone got a Toblerone egg. Top tier. And my last top tier is an old one. It's the Yorkie egg, but it's the Yorkie egg that came in the box that was that looked like a lorry.
Oh, I can imagine. My John at home now, he would love that.
Yeah.
We have a lorry in our kitchen cabinet on display.
No way. I don't know why they don't do that anymore, to be honest.
That is deadly.
Yeah.
So was it just the cardboard that was shaped like a lorry?
Yeah, and it was decorated like a lorry. And the egg, you could see, the egg was essentially like, you know those cement mixers?
Oh.
So the egg would look like that on the back of the lorry in the box.
Oh my God.
Fabulous stuff. So let's go to the bottom tier then of Easter eggs for me. Number one is Easter eggs that are anyway jelly related.
Jelly?
Yeah, there's a Randoms Easter egg.
Nah.
I think there's a Haribo Easter egg.
What would the chocolate be like?
I don't know. I dare to ask. But yeah, it's a chocolate egg and then there's jellies. They just don't work for, as far as I'm concerned. And my other bottom tier, what are these ones called? They're inclusions or infusions, right? Where they put stuff into the main egg.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a crunchy one.
No.
There's a fruit and nut one.
No.
And it's just like, no, just keep that for the bars. Like, leave the egg alone.
Because the beauty of the egg really is its consistency and its thickness. Mm-hmm. And the fact that when you put it in the fridge, I am a fan of putting a little bit in the fridge.
Yeah.
And you just break it off and you can hear the little... like the little click of the chocolate breaking, and if there's something else in the mix, it just takes away from that that little when you like break.
Okay, I get you. Do you want to add anything here, bottom or top tier?
Yeah,
you go on, Aoife.
No, you go first, Amy. Go on.
I did bottom tier first.
Yeah, you go for it.
Anything white chocolate.
It's
not real chocolate. I'm sorry. A chef told me this before. White chocolate is not real chocolate.
Yeah, it's not cocoa. Like.
Yeah, it's not cocoa. So anything like that.
You don't like white chocolate at all?
No, it wouldn't be like a treat for me. It's like, if it was there, I'd have a white button.
Yeah, okay. No, it's your choice.
And
your choice. No judgments. We listen and we don't judge.
Anything like Nestle, can I say that?
Whoa. Oh, so all Nestle.
They're not good.
Well, a lot of people are saying that about the Cadbury now as well, you know? This is not what they used to
be. They're not up to scratch. Mm. If you bring your quality back up, I'll reconsider.
Okay, top tier then.
And then my top tier is Galaxy, Malteser, and Lindt.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept those ones.
Interesting, Galaxy, Malteser.
Any Galaxy chocolate is just stunning.
It's Mars, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, okay. So my top tier is the Kinder Surprise, because I'll tell you why. I love a Kinder egg, like a little small Kinder egg. I'm not a massive chocolate person, but the Kinder Surprise, delicious. And not only that, on Easter Sunday when you open your egg, you take a big bite and then you have a toy to play with and put together. And
so is
really
this
fun.
A big egg with one toy, and is it a bigger toy than normal?
Toy than normal, and they're always sold out.
Yeah.
They're very, very popular and still are to this day, because I asked my mammy for one a few years ago and she couldn't get one. Anyway,
interject?
Yes.
Niall told me earlier in the week when I mentioned my favourite movie and something else, he told me to grow up. Aoife just mentioned getting a toy in her Easter egg, and he remained silent.
It's a different rule, Amy. You're never too old for a Kinder Egg surprise. That's my rule in life.
It's a little surprise.
Yeah. Can I just finish on that? There's nothing more disappointing. You get a Kinder Egg surprise and it's just like a little doll that's already made. I want to make something.
Yeah,
grow up.
I want a few parts to put together.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Thanks.
Activities. What I like the least, I'm not a fan of anything with filling inside.
Okay.
So, like, I'm not a fan, like, I wouldn't be a major fan of a cream egg.
Right.
Like, you know, anything that has the filling inside. I remember
before, we all fell for that one as a kid when you got a cream egg Easter egg and you thought the main egg is going to be full and it wasn't.
Yeah, I know, but
gutting.
I don't like that. No.
Gutting.
No. And do you know the way you can get kind of like a Cadbury moussey? There's like mousse on the inside.
Oh, no.
Chocolate.
Mm. No, that's
okay.
Too much.
Okay, well, we're going to pass this out. We want you to help build our pyramid this morning. Top tier Easter eggs and the ones that just cause utter disappointment and sink your heart. And what I'm going to do is for the best one, the best voice note maybe this morning, 0851029103, I've got a pair of tickets to go and see Lewis Capaldi in Marley Park on the 24th of June, ooh, supported by CMAS.
Very jealous.
Oh my God, can I enter, please?
We've got a pair of tickets to go. Just tell us, what is your top tier and what is your bottom tier Easter egg this Easter? I'll tell you one thing, you wouldn't get Morning Ireland tapping into such a contentious subject this morning that has the Southeast ignited with passion. We're talking about Easter eggs, and we're talking about your top tier and your heart sinkers. And we've had so many messages. Will we just start plowing through them?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Paul was onto us. Strong feelings. And I didn't know about this egg.
That's the Whipper egg. The ultimate Easter egg you could ever ask for. Bite into that. Crispy rice chocolate. Little bit of marshmallow. Oh my God. That is the number one top tier egg ever, ever have in your life.
Didn't know it, but he sent us a picture. It's made by Caffrey, so it's Irish. Same people who make
I
the snowball.
The Whipper, tis Whopper.
Thank you for your contribution. Catherine was on too.
Morning, Beat. Hope you're all keeping well. Just sending you a quick voice note on top tier and bottom tier. Top tier has to be a lint bunny. I'm 38 years of age and my mammy still buys me a lint bunny for Easter.
Go on, mammy.
Can't beat it. Bottom tier has to be anything, as Niall said, that's infused. So any of those Marvel's creations, crackly poppy ones, they're bottom tier for me. Anyway, happy Easter, guys. Hope you have a lovely day. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for that. Alan was on from Tip as well.
Oh yeah, Beat, how's it going? Happy Thursday. Good morning out there. My top tier Easter would probably be the Biscoff infusion one. It's absolutely smashing. You'd have to try it. Get on it. And the bottom tier one, oh my God, Skittles one, dirt. Absolutely stinky.
I didn't know there was a Skittles Easter egg.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Although I do know someone who'd love that. Our Darren Rice loves Skittles. Yeah, loves
Skittles.
And I wonder,
Skittles. Is it an infused one?
I hope not. That'd be vile. Top tier after eight. That's from Elaine in Clonmel. I've never had an after eight Easter egg, but I do
I'd
love
like
an
that.
After eight.
Yeah.
Well, although I associate it with Christmas, weirdly, the after eight.
I think so.
Bottom tier double decker. Let's keep going. Kira was on. Is it Kira? No. This is Aisling from Wexford.
Hi, guys. So my top tier would definitely have to be Galaxy. Galaxy would be way up on top. And then I will go for Celebrations, a Malteser. My bottom tier would have to be any type of cheap chocolate. So any shop brands, Aldi, Lidl, any tin cheap chocolate is a big no for me.
Okay, harsh but fair. We asked you and you've been honest.
Yeah. As I said, I kind of like the tin chocolate, to be honest with you. But
Also, we had Donal on to us, top tier the Biscoff, and I'm ashamed to say that I ate a huge one last night at 1 a.m.
Oh, go on, Donal.
Fair play. Doing us proud, Donal. Let's squeeze in one more for now. I love this. Kira was on to us with some strong feelings about the Yorkie.
My top tier Easter egg will be Cadbury's. I think Cadbury's, but the one that has the crunchy in it. Bottom tier, definitely Yorkie. I went away on holidays 3 or 4 years ago. I was quite frightened at the time. I said to my partner, I came home Easter Sunday, I said, please get me anything, any egg that is Cadbury. And he came back and picked up a bus and he gave me a Yorkie Easter egg. And the hormones kicked in and I started bawling, crying, because all I had wanted was a Cadbury Easter egg.
All she wanted was the Cadbury. Just the last little bit of inspiration, although there's not many left on the shelves, so if you haven't got those popular ones,
I know,
you'll
I
be
have
screwed.
To rush out
I have to go
work.
Find an after eight egg because so many people have recommended it this morning.
I think I saw them in Lidl.
Okay,
thanks, Amy.
Let's squeeze in a couple more quick ones. Alan was on to us.
Hi guys, happy Thursday. Alan here from Waterford. My top one would have to be the Kinder Surprise, because you get to tie it all with it. And my bottom one would have to be the cheap ones, or them cheap white buttons ones. I don't know why they make them at all. Happy Thursdays.
Thanks, Alan. Also, right now, if you're talking top tier, this is above top tier. Melissa was on to us.
Sorry, I just corrected. Melissa here. I'm half Italian. I went to Italy and stayed in Perugia, where they have the chocolate hotel, and the chocolate is called Perugini. I don't know if you ever had those small little chocolates. That they're called bullions in Italian, but basically anything, any chocolate egg by Perugini would possibly be the best. Obviously anything with white chocolate might be the lowest, but I do actually like white chocolate. I just don't consider it, as you said, to be chocolate.
Okay, thank you for your feelings on that. And last one for now, Rachel in Waterford.
Morning. The top tier Easter egg for me has to be the Kinder Joy. Ooh. It's in the name. Like, it's joyful. It's a huge egg. It's got a toy inside.
Yes.
What is not to love about a Kinder Joy?
Yes.
And then bottom tier Easter egg for me, controversial, but anything plain. Like plain dairy milk, anything like that. Where's the fun?
I do.
Happy Thursday.
What do you want your Easter eggs to do? Dance for you? Dance for you?
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay. I want to talk just a little bit for a moment. People who listen to the show regularly will know there's an ongoing storyline that Niall needs glasses. And just been putting it off, not got round to it, been getting on. I'm fine, I can see everything in front of me. It's just that kind of close, like on my phone, reading Twitter and stuff is a struggle and it's getting harder. So I'm going to have to deal with it.
Do you have to close one of your eyes?
No, what I have to do is I have to do the thing where I put my phone back.
All you need now is the flip cover.
I know, I am the Irish mam now, pulling the phone back and kind of looking at it like that. Or, you know, like where I really struggle is, my biggest issue is cooking instructions.
Yes.
Okay. I'm convinced they've made the writing much smaller.
The fine print.
No. So what I often have to do lately is I take a picture of it and then zoom.
God.
So I see what temperature the food has to be on.
It's more dignified than a magnifying glass.
Yeah, well, actually, maybe a magnifying glass would be easier. Yeah. Take less time. Anyway, so that's my story, and I just want to know what glasses life is like. And so I want to ask the two of you, like, do you always wear them, Amy?
Yeah, well, I have contacts as well, but like I kind of just wear them out or like an occasion. Hmm. But I'd wear my glasses every day. I need to wear my glasses.
I was going to say, if we take them off, what can you see?
It's fairly fuzzy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I could get around and people are like, how many fingers am I holding? I'm like, I'm not that bad.
Okay.
Like, I can see-ish.
Yeah.
But I'd, yeah, it wouldn't be great.
And what about you? You're relatively new to the glasses life.
I'm new to the glasses life. So basically, I got my eyes tested for my driving test. You have to, for your driver's license, you need to get it done. And like, my sight isn't awful, but the problem is that my eyes, they did a scan of my eyes 2 years ago and I found out that my eyes are shaped like rugby balls. Oh, so I have astigmatism.
Okay.
And essentially what that means is I always thought that like... lights were just really like bright and like there was like stars around.
Dazzly.
Apparently not.
No, the rest of the world doesn't see it like that.
I've lived my whole life with astigmatism and I had absolutely no idea because my sight, like I can read, like my sight isn't actually that bad. Mm-hmm. But like, say, like I have been suffering with headaches for years.
Yeah.
And I only realised when I got the glasses that
your life has changed.
That like, that was why.
Okay. Well, yeah, look, I'm going to have to deal with it, but I have to say there's one thing that's thrown me a little bit this week.
Gosh.
I was reading people's stories online of what life is like when you have glasses, but sometimes you don't have them on. Yeah. Right? And it started with this story. I'll read it out to you. Somebody tweeted, I wasn't wearing my glasses at the park and I bent down to pet some lady's gym bag. How's your day going?
Oh, that is so funny.
And then loads more people came in with stories. Like, for example, I didn't have my glasses on yesterday. I ran to the bottom of my garden to help an injured paper bag. They must have thought it was a bird or something. Or this one I love. My mom thought a man was standing outside the dog park, but it was the poop bag station. We call him Steve now.
Okay? Oh my God.
So I wanted to ask people who have glasses, have you ever had an incident like this where an unfortunate mishap, maybe where you weren't wearing your glasses, you saw something you shouldn't, or you thought you'd seen something and maybe made an idiot out of yourself? 085 102 9103. And to make you, to lure you in, we've got one last pair of Lewis Capaldi tickets to give away for Marley Park with CMAT. So I want to hear your mishaps when you didn't have your glasses on and when you thought you saw something and maybe wasn't as it was. You're okay.
I actually realised, because you know the way, as I said, I had this my whole life, so yeah. I've been kind of going through a life probably not with the best of vision. I once went to the chipper with a black hat on and a false eyelash stuck to the front of the hat. And I realised in hindsight, yeah, that, like, that is kind of around the time when I started noticing that I, say, for example, if I was looking at my phone, I closed one eye or, like, started getting the headaches and stuff. Like, yeah, so that was probably my best mishap. So, like, a false eyelash stuck to the front of my head.
Okay, okay, more so. I'm scarlet for you. Right, what was your mishap when you didn't have your glasses on? 085 102 9103. Now, I'm going to start. It's a couple of nice positive stories, giving me a little bit of encouragement. Damien was on. He says, now, like you, I put it off for a while and I thought I'd hate glasses because I hate jewellery or watches or anything like that. Can't bear wearing them. But the glasses are no issue now. I don't need them all the time, but I've no problem wearing them. Thanks, Damien.
You need to get on it, Niall.
Yeah, Dean was on as well. Niall, I got laser eye surgery about 3 years ago and it was the best thing I ever spent my money on, he says. Would you consider the laser eye?
I don't know, it scares me.
I'm a little bit like that too, but people rave about it.
Yeah, you know? They do.
Okay, to your stories of when you did or didn't have your glasses on. Let's start. This one's just come in from poor Linda.
Morning, guys. I'm contacting you over the whole glasses scenario. I am wearing glasses since I'm 7 years of age. I decided one day in my teenage years, probably 13, 14, I didn't want to wear them anymore. Sick to death of wearing them. It was always kind of, you know, people were saying, oh, four eyes and whatever, and you know, when you were young and in school and whatever. So I said, right, so I don't want to wear them. I had to go downtown the same day, walk down to town, fine, was delighted, could not see the foot in front of me. Everything was blurry. Walked into the local town, was walking past my credit union. I didn't know that they were after inserting, so the billards are kind of up to your hip. I didn't know they were after being inserted in the town on the street. Walked straight into one, nearly put my hip out. And what made it worse was the guy that I really, really fancied was on the other side of the road because, and the only reason why I know this is because a friend of mine was walking towards me and she's seen it all happen.
Oh, lads.
I have never looked at him in the same.
No, you
again.
Oh, Linda. Thanks for the message. Right, more of them coming in. Andrea says, I wear glasses 10 years and when I take my glasses off, I still go to push them back onto my nose and someone caught me and said, why are you picking your nose? I said, I'm fixing my glasses and she said, you're not wearing them.
That's the thing.
You understand
phantom
that?
Phantom glasses. Yeah, just feel like they're always on your face. And yeah. I'm like, I'll be wearing my contacts and I'm like, why did I just touch my face?
Yeah.
So
now,
weird.
Spare a thought for poor Bridget. Says, I didn't have my glasses on when I was collecting my grandson from school and I saw him coming out. I grabbed his hand and he started crying and pulling away from me. It wasn't my grandson at all.
Lads.
Oh, no. Michelle was on as well. My son's partner was in a jacuzzi at the leisure centre and she started blowing kisses to who she thought was my son, only to discover it wasn't. And she was mortified. She said, without her glasses, she can't see properly. We laughed so much. One man went home and said, there was a woman blowing kisses to me today in the jacuzzi. Wow. You get such a fright if you didn't know the person in the jacuzzi and they're blowing kisses at you.
I was in Tramore there a few weeks ago and John was wearing a green jacket. And you know, I put the sunglasses on and I don't have prescription sunglasses.
Okay.
So I was walking down anyway and just started following the green jacket. Sure, your man turned around and goes, I think you're after the wrong fella. I was just about to touch him, like, oh, it's the worst.
Sandra was on. This is horrific. Lads, I woke up one morning sitting on the side of the bed, no glasses. I saw my brown hair scrunchie on the floor and I bent down to pick it up. Well, when I say I nearly died, I tried to run. It was one of those big hairy spiders.
Oh no.
Oh, God.
Okay, and we'll finish with this one from Chloe.
I never forget the day me and my boyfriend were on holidays in Fort Ventura and we were in a petting zoo and we were going around and I was having a look at all the animals and I was like, oh, would you look at how cute that is. And I was standing there, I was taking pictures and my boyfriend came over beside me and he said, what are you looking at? And I said, that there, look at it, it's so cute and the shell and everything. I thought I was looking at a tortoise and it was a rock. I've taken multiple pictures of this rock on my phone. I still have them to this day. And me and my boyfriend, every time we come across the picture, it is absolutely hilarious. Because I was full sure that there was a baby tortoise in that disclosure and there was nothing, zero. It was full of rocks.
So funny.
Chloe, we love it. We're going to give you the prize of a pair of tickets to see Lewis Capaldi and Seamass in Marley Park in June.
Woo!
But send us a picture, will you, of the rock? If you still have it on your phone, send it in on the WhatsApp so we know what you're talking about.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
That's us, we are your mates. It is 16 minutes after 8. It's Niall and Show and producer Amy. And Niall is back after a week of international speaking and being an absolute all-round superstar. Tell us how Latvia went.
Latvia was lovely. I mean, I would actually recommend Riga as a little trip to visit. It's a lovely city. It is a smallish city, so you can walk it all. I did everything that might be expected of a tourist in Riga. I went to the central market for lunch. I went to the old town, went to see the cat house, and just had a ball, really. And we got great weather.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
And tell me how your event went, your speaking.
Yeah, it went very well.
Good feedback.
I was concerned I had been given a bad time slot this year, to be honest with you.
What
it was weighing
was it
on my mind. 5 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, you
it's
think
a
you
conference.
Might, you might have lost
people are there from 9 a.m.
Yeah.
They're tired. There's an evening event people want to get ready for. So I just thought I may not get the kind of crowd that I'd be used to getting. Well, sure enough, I went up on that stage and there wasn't a seat to be had.
Oh,
standing room only around the edge. So it went really well and I was relaxed and I was comfortable. So all good.
Amazing. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. In your absence, though, we did have a little bit of fun when the cat's away and all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday on this very show, we decided that, you know, we were excited to have you back, but we wanted you to have a little bit of something for when you arrive back into your office on Monday morning. You know, Mondays can be tough, especially when you've been off for a week.
Mm.
And we just wanted to bring a little bit of life and soul to your main man office, okay? So we asked the beautiful morning clubbers what we should do and how we should decorate.
And I would imagine that, you know, people know me. I've been here a while and most of those wonderful early morning clubbers would know he's the last person you play pranks on. His tolerance levels are so low. Don't do it, I'm sure they said.
Nah.
You'd be mad to go there, they would have said.
Yeah, you would think maybe that was a possibility, but no, the Southeast really got behind this pranking night.
You don't know me at all.
So there was many, many suggestions. And on Friday, we went with what was probably the most popular one in terms of there was more than two or three suggestions for one of my body parts, which you have spoken so warmly
lovingly about
over the last 5 years, and that is my feet. And so Thelma came on the show and said, I think you should cover Niall's office in your feet, Shona. And a couple of other people said the same. And so that is exactly what we did. And can I just say, one of the best things about a prank is the fun that you have when you're actually setting it up, okay? And on Friday afternoon, myself and producer Amy and Killian, when I say we were crying with laughter. Like, first of all, it was printing off the feet at the printer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me just standing there going, like, holding them up to the office. And some people were trying to get their Friday work done, so they were really in the mood.
And, you know, I'd imagine anything that goes on the photocopier and it goes straight to Dublin, that they're checking what's been printed.
Let them off.
Yeah, and Hamburg in Germany, and they're going, what's been printed in the broadcast centre in Waterford?
Feet.
12 feet pictures. What? Who's got the fetish?
So that was the start of it. And then we went into your office and we decided to hang them on your office door. And I swear, like, you know, sometimes you just refer to being a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those, like, you know, that state of...
It's like being bold in school.
Just having the absolute crack. We were crying with laughter. Like, and then we put, like, one of my
putting my legs on top of another. So it's like, oh, it's just, it's gold, to be honest with you. It's absolute gold. It's one of my favourite pranks of all time. We just had a ball. Mm. And I'd just like to say thank you for coming in. And like, look, you weren't overly impressed, but you
can imagine at 6 o'clock on a Monday morning. And I knew there was suspicious activity going on.
Yeah.
Because normally show, in particularly when it's raining, would
He's
drop
like
me
the
at
queen,
the door.
Basically.
And then she goes and parks because she faffs. So
I don't faff.
And
I
she'd
get my bag
follow in. Me in. But this morning she says, I need to walk in with you this morning. And I'm like, okay, something's up here. Something is amiss.
So your entire office door is covered in my feet. Just my feet. I isolated the feet on their own. Like, it's just like I crossed.
And I've got
like,
important meetings today, and that's going to be the backdrop. Yeah. For my important meetings,
well, like,
your
look,
feet.
There's a lot of people that would pay for that.
Would.
Do you know what I mean? So look, that's the way it is. What we wanted to know was, have you successfully pranked somebody recently?
In the office, in the workplace. If you have pulled off one that sent you into the fits of giggles like these two on Friday afternoon.
Just something silly and ridiculous. Have you done this recently? We would love to know. We're looking for a good story on it. Just something small that's made you lol, that you set somebody up and it's worked out really well and you're delighted with life. Is this up on our, have we got it up on Instagram? We've got it up. It's live.
It's
you can
beat,
see my
story.
Feet on Niall's door. Come forward this morning if there is something that you've done recently that would make us smile, and we will give you the brand new Beat tote bag. It's brand new.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it. It's lovely, actually. Yeah. It's really nice, really bright. I do remember years ago somebody had a fake turd in here. Oh no, I swear to God, that's no.
No,
it sounds awful, but I swear the joy of people running from the toilet screaming because it was left like on the floor.
I don't like those ones, to be honest with you. But we'll take anything this morning. Have you successfully had a bit of crack, particularly in the workplace recently? 085 102 9103.
Go for it.
Head to our Instagram page right now where you can see what we did to Niall's office door on Friday afternoon that brought so much joy. And
I hope we had no visitors in over the weekend. And just saw my door and went, that's weird.
The funny thing was, I also wrote on them like shows feet in Spain.
Yeah.
Like I put the locations up for you. Just
Caption
in case
queen.
Yeah,
Caption
yeah,
queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're just talking about messing and work and any pranks that you played that haven't got you in trouble. Just a bit of harmless fun.
I mean, I did think about telling the story of the time that I pranked Killian as well, but it's too soon.
Raw.
It's 2 years,
too
but it's 2 years too soon.
Yeah.
So maybe someday when the dust has settled a little.
When the tension has gone down.
I can talk about how we pranked in the office.
Not happy.
Oh my God,
we just got a glare.
He just looked up and he shook his head.
I'd say
we'll give it another year and then we'll circle back.
Even at that, I don't know. Donal, how's the form?
All good. How are you guys?
We're good. Right, talk to us. What did you do?
Was
the
somebody
boss?
Leaving, were they? Or was this just a random prank?
Yeah, so I was working up in Galway for a while in a phone repair shop, and the manager she was a bit of a pain.
Okay.
But she was leaving anyway, and it was in a shopping centre, and we were like, we may do something, we couldn't think of something, so we sat googling like funny things to do, and someone had posted before that they had like filled their boss's office up with a couple of balloons. So it was just by chance we were beside like one of them pound shops. We went in and bought about 100 200 balloons and spent an hour blowing them all up upstairs in like the little tech room, and then we had to bring them all over like bit by bit when she went on her lunch break, and we were all kind of there, and she was like, oh, he's like doing, she knew something was up. She was like expecting like something because we were all just standing outside the office, like she thought there was like a cake or something. Well, lo and blow, she opened the room. You couldn't actually get into the room, and she flipped out. Well, she kind of took it in good spirits, but she flipped out at the same time because she had to pop about 200 balloons to go in and get her handbag. So it was actually quite funny.
Oh, that was her last day, obviously.
That was our last day, yeah. It was, oh no, it was the same as what you were saying. There was more fun in just sitting in the room blowing up the balloons.
Donald,
and bringing them over one bit by bit, and everyone, because it was a shared space, so everyone was kind of just looking at us thinking, what are they all doing with the balloons?
I mean,
there was about four or five of us. It was hilarious.
I wish Niall had been there for when we were printing off the feet, because that was the best part of it. You're dead right.
Get up!
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Yes, that is us. We are an Island Show waking up this Tuesday morning, the last Tuesday in March. And Niall wanted to share with you a little nugget from his Saturday night in Wexford at my brother Davy Lyons' gig. We didn't really talk about it that much yesterday, did we?
No.
We didn't get to mention it.
No.
So Davy played a gig in this gorgeous venue called the Glass House in Kirklow, which is this stunning kind of glass house, basically. Mm. It's all glass.
All recycled materials they built
it from. Incredible. Everybody was asking where it was, because Niall and I both put it up on our stories, but like, just beautiful. Anne and Jimmy, shout out to them. They hosted the night. It was Niall's first night in Wexford in a while, and you've never seen Davy perform live.
No, it was fabulous. Such a great singer.
Yeah.
I suppose the question here is, have you ever been in that kind of situation where you say something out loud or you make a noise and then you realise, actually, this is a very quiet room, maybe I shouldn't have gone down that path? And the nature of Davy's music, it's beautiful, but it's kind of folk pop, so it's quiet, it's gentle mostly, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, and you wouldn't really be... Like, you know, if you go to certain gigs and be singing, well, I suppose, but you wouldn't be singing along. Yeah. You wouldn't be like.
Or you go to a lot of gigs and people talk and they still have conversations.
That's true,
this was complete silence.
Yeah,
everyone was kind of listening to every word. Respect.
Yeah.
And so there was a couple of incidents that I had on the evening. Firstly, when the crisps came out.
Yeah.
And I can't help it in that kind of environment. If there's crisps in front of me, I will hop off them. And I did. But I put one in my mouth and I went to bite on it. And it was at a moment where the song went really quiet. I was like, oh. Oh, I was like, no, embarrassing.
What a mistake.
Somebody else opened a can in the middle of a really quiet bit. That wasn't me. But then also our good friend Cathy Wex. We learned a lot about Cathy on Saturday night and her love for nuts.
Oh, I did mention this yesterday. Mm. I mentioned that, a bit like me with the mushrooms I mentioned earlier, she has later in life come to realise she loves nuts. She's a big fan. And she was like really...
They put three small bowls on our table. There was about six of us at the table and I had one and it was your cousin Elaine had another and then Cathy had one. Cathy had one in front of her and she picked and she picked and she kept saying to us in between the songs, oh, I only discovered nuts recently.
It was some kind of like really unusual food.
Yeah, so just picking and picking. Yeah. All of a sudden I look over and the bowl is nearly empty.
Yeah.
So I reach over, there was a spare bowl and I put that in front of her and she starts on the second bowl.
Not a bother on her.
And at that point I felt I had to make a comment. Yeah.
You didn't have to say this. You didn't have to say what you said, but you said it.
I did. Yeah. And again, it was a quiet moment in the song and I realised I've said this too loudly for the entire room to hear. So our question to you this morning, for a bit of fun, we're asking you, what was my comment about nuts and Cathy that caused a little bit of head turning in the room?
I suspect this is going to be difficult to read all of these out, but we'll see how we go. Funniest answer or closest to the correct answer is going to get their hands on a very nice prize this morning. We want to send you to see Lewis Capaldi. He's playing Marley Park in Dublin on the 23rd of June. He's been supported by the wonderful CMAT. Okay? Mm-hmm. So all you've got to do is guess correctly or as closely as you can.
Or the funniest, wildest one we'll take as well.
What was Niall's comments about Cathy's nuts that he made at the gig on Saturday night? For your chance to go to see Lewis Capaldi, voice notes would be great. 085 102 9103. We'll pick the best one for you. I'd hop off a bowl of nuts
would
now,
you?
To be honest with you as well.
A Chinese and a bowl of nuts. There's no stopping you this morning.
Are we going to the phone? Are we going to Victoria?
I think we'll go to Victoria.
Let's go to Victoria.
Morning, Victoria. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Good. What is your Tuesday morning looking like now, Victoria? Set up the scene for us there.
It's good so far, yeah. Nice to see the bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
Are you off today? Are you taking it easy?
No, I'm actually in work.
You're in work, okay.
Okay, what's work?
Yes.
What's work? What do you do?
I'm a healthcare assistant.
Okay, all right. Good. We won't keep you for too long, darling. Yeah. We won't keep you too long. Okay, so you heard the story. Niall's sitting there at my brother's gig. The nuts are on the table. Cathy's eating away. She's on to how many? Second bowl, Victoria. Second bowl. She's really enjoying them. And what do you think she said?
He said.
You're some woman for the nuts.
That would have been equally awkward, to be honest, at a quiet point.
Victoria, that would have been probably a bit nicer than what he actually did say.
Yeah.
Take it away, Niall.
I just looked at her and I said, I don't know, look, you know, like nuts don't really get like absorbed in your body a lot of the time. So I just said, at a quiet moment in the gig, your poop is going to be 80% nut tomorrow. Oh, and people stopped and people stared.
I think my comment was nice.
I think it was Victoria.
It was Victoria. Now, to be honest with you, I don't think my brother deserved that comment at his gig. Do you? Would you agree?
No.
Bringing the poop into the situation.
Victoria, for having a bit of crack with us, you've got the tickets. You're off to see Lewis Capaldi and CMAT at Marley Park in Dublin on June 24th. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Who are you
going to
bring, darling? Who are you going to bring?
Oh, my daughter.
Okay. Oh, that's lovely. Well, listen, have a ball. I might see you there. And enjoy your day.
Get up! I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Okay, it's Wednesday morning, but it feels like a Friday to me. So therefore, in honour of the fact that I won't be here on Friday, neither will Niall or Amy, we are playing the Great Beat Breakfast April Fool's Day. You're having a laugh. Friday game show on a Wednesday and promising to be absolutely hysterical this morning and using this phrase
in
hysterical, her entry.
Just crack.
She said, pick me, I'm some crack. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Natalie.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
We're good, darling. We're good. Now,
good.
The crack joke got me because, like, it works on so many levels. You know what I mean? It means that you're great fun, but also the Easter reference in there as well. That was just. Can we please give a round of applause?
Please be upstanding
for Natalie, everybody.
Natalie, where are you and what are you
up to? Thanks, everyone. So I'm literally sitting outside Costa Coffee. I work over in Williamstown Community Childcare Centre, so I'm close to you.
Oh,
but I have the kids in the car.
I have the kids in the car.
They're going to camp, but I'm sitting outside now. So they're looking at me going, what are you doing, ma'am?
We could nearly wave at you. We should have brought you in. We could have been live in the studio. Okay, so you're not that far from us. Yeah.
No,
you are familiar with this game show, are you?
I am. I've listened to it a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how it works. It's the most ridiculous quiz on Irish radio, if not worldwide. The answers all link to the title and they make no sense. All you have to do is have a laugh. Natalie, you said you are some crack. It's a big statement. It's bold, but we believe in you, Natalie. Okay, you ready?
Let's do this. Thanks very much.
Okay, the Great Beat Breakfast, April Fool's Day. You're having a laugh. Friday game show on a Wednesday. Natalie, question number one. Remember, all of the questions and answers are linked to the words in the title of the quiz, and sometimes they're shortened for the purpose of the questions to work. Do you understand?
Perfect. Totally understand. Yeah.
Good. Question number one. What is the correct way of saying this well-known phrase? A. Only pools will rush in. B. Only schools rush in. Or C. Only fools rush in. Natalie.
Oh, tough one. Tough one.
Good.
I think it might be C.
Only fools rush in?
Yep.
It's the right answer.
Well done. Point on
Natalie,
the board.
Natalie, brilliant
Thank God.
Start. Brilliant start. Okay. When you are not feeling well, you might tell your friend this. You might say, A, I'm feeling windowsill.
Okay.
You might say, B, I'm feeling ill. Oh. Or you might say,
I didn't know where that was going.
C, I'm feeling Bill. Now remember, April. Okay?
Oh, is that what you're right?
So take your time, Natalie. Don't be too hasty, all right?
As much as I'd love it to be, I feel windowsill, I think it's B, ill.
It is. Feeling ill.
We've all felt a bit windowsill at times.
Who Absolutely. Hasn't, Natalie? Who hasn't?
Or lent against when you're ill.
Yeah. You're making a mockery of people listening to this quiz this morning. It's an absolute joke. Question number three. You're flying, you're running away with it. One step closer. ABBA sing a well-known song. But what is the correct title of that song? Are you an ABBA fan?
Love ABBA.
Who isn't?
Yeah, it's true. What's your favourite ABBA song?
Oh, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Oh, gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
I'm a Fernando type of guy.
Oh, slipping
I like Fernando.
I love slipping through my fingers.
I was at a hen at the weekend in Kilkenny and we did Gimme, Gimme, Gimme dance class. Funniest thing of my whole life.
Amazing.
Yeah. That is right up my street. Gimme, gimme, gimme. All right, your question. ABBA sang a well-known song. What's the correct title of this song? Is it A, I heard about your dream? B, I thought of a dream? Or C, I have a dream?
Oh, tough now.
Yeah.
I think it's C.
It is C. I have a dream. Congratulations.
3 points.
Okay, two more to go. Question number four, Natalie. You're some yep. crack. What is the name of the well-known spreadable cheese? Is it A, the laughing giraffe? B, the laughing donkey? Or C, the laughing cow?
Dramatic pause.
I think maybe the laughing cow.
Really have to think about that, Natalie, which is a little bit worrying.
She's adding totally. Attention.
You're adding to the game. I like what you're doing. Okay, now, Natalie, this is a test. You, who is so much crack, what is the last round of the game show?
The last round of the game show?
Yeah, what is this? It's a special question, the last one.
Don't let me down, Natalie.
Pressure.
Oh, God, pressure. Oh. Some crack question?
God. Audio.
Clue.
Well done, Natalie.
Audio clue.
Absolutely nailed it. You were 100% sure of that.
Now, you are, of all the people, Natalie, who come on and played this game, I think you are best set up for this final question because you have told us you literally did a sing-along at the weekend.
Yeah.
And
yep.
that's what this is. We're yep. going to sing you a well-known song and you need to complete Perfect. It.
There is an important question, Brilliant. Natalie, that will affect the outcome of this. Are you a Westlife fan?
Yes.
Oh, I Natalie.
Am. I love all music.
Go home, everybody. Yeah. Go home. Natalie has won the day. Okay. Natalie, we are going to sing for you and then you're going to follow on with the line that is missing from this song. What you have to do now, Natalie, for the audio clue yep. is warm up your vocal cords. So all together, we're going to do a warm up. Everybody, you in the car, outside Costa, and us in the studio in 3, 2, 1. Yum, 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 yum. Perfect, Natalie. Perfect. Okay, here we go, Natalie. This is it. All you've got to do is complete the missing words from this, and then the €50 one for all voucher is yours. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I can't believe
what I just gave away. Now I can't take it back. I don't want to get lost. I don't want to live my life without you. Am I supposed to leave you now?
When you're looking like
Yay!
That.
Yay!
I panicked there.
Oh, you nailed Brilliant. It, darling girl. Happy
Lovely.
Easter to you. You
Happy
have,
Easter. You have, enjoy your holidays.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, love. I hope you get
Brilliant.
Some rest over the Easter as well. And thank you for playing the Great Big Breakfast.
Thanks so much, lads.
April Fool's
Brilliant.
Just get it over with.
You're having a laugh.
You're going to turn around and say April Fool's now after all of that.
No. Friday game show on a Wednesday.
I'm you joking.
No. The one Brilliant. For all is definitely yours. Your star. Have a good day, all
Happy
right?
Happy days.
Beat Breakfast. With McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.